always provide. But sometimes it got a little overwhelming. Like when Lou Piniella, having reached his breaking point over being platooned by Dick Houser, confided his intention to retire after a June 1980 getaway night game in Oakland. Perplexing as it may have seemed to Piniella, our priority was not having a scoop, which we knew to be temporary frustration on his part, but rather not missing the team charter back to Newark. This is the story of how Steinbrenner, after spending millions on premier free agents Catfish Hunter, Reggie Jackson, and Goose Gossage, to restore the Yankees to world champion status in his first years of owning the team, got carried away with his success and continually purged the organization of the managers, general managers, scouts, player development people, and players who were so integral to that success. Indeed, it is the story of how Reggie, Catfish, and Goose eventually begot Ed Whitson, Steve Kemp, and Pascal Perez. It was a world that ceased to exist when Steinbrenner came back from his second suspension from baseball in 1993 and found that in his absence, the team had been gradually rebuilt by interim general manager Gene Michael. Since the initial publication of this book in 1990, the Yankees went on to win 4 championships in 5 years from 1996 to 2000, and another one in 2009 after moving into a new Yankee stadium. But those Yankees were far more corporate than chaotic, and the new stadium, with its vast clubhouse and off-limits recreation areas for the players, reflected that image. Even Steinbrenner was toned down after his return in 1993, perhaps in deference to all the improvements Michael had made to the team during his absence. Eventually, the once blustering boss was completely silenced by the onset of Alzheimer's disease. In addition to all the ill-conceived firings, trades, and free agent signings during Steinbrenner's heyday of lunacy, which is the essence of this book, there were all the feuds. Steinbrenner versus Billy Martin, Steinbrenner versus Yogi Berra, Steinbrenner versus Dave Winfield, Steinbrenner versus Lee McPhail, Steinbrenner versus Lou Piniella, and finally, the one that brought him down, albeit only temporarily, Steinbrenner versus Faye Vincent. For the writers, it was like covering a long, evolving train wreck. Only in this case, the victims wouldn't let us look away. Bill Madden and Moss Klein, January 2012. This book chronicles the Yankees saga from 1977 through 1989. Here, for quick, easy reference, are those seasons in capsule form. 1977. Record, 100 wins, 62 losses. First, World Champions. Manager, Billy Martin. Pitching coaches, Cloyd Boyer, Art Fowler. Cummings. Outfielder, Reggie Jackson, free agent. Left-hand pitcher, Don Gullett, free agent. Shortstop, Bucky Dent, traded from White Sox. Right-hand pitcher, Mike Torres, traded from A's. Catcher, first baseman, Cliff Johnson, traded from Astros. Outfielder, Paul Blair, traded from Orioles. Goings. Outfielder, Oscar Gamble, traded to White Sox. Right-hand pitcher, Doc Ellis, traded to A's. Right-hand pitcher, Doyle Alexander, free agent to Rangers. Outfielder, Carlos May, released. Elliot Maddox, traded to Orioles. Turmoil and tumult. Jackson joins team and immediately stirs up trouble by saying, "I'm the straw that stirs the drink," in a spring training interview. Martin and Jackson clash in Fenway Park dugout. Martin is nearly fired numerous times, but goes on to win World Series, with Reggie hitting 3 homers in the final game. Quote, "Man, I've been around a long time, but this team is too much. I ain't never seen nothing like this kind of shit day after day." Elston Howard,